Pitches into the dirt. Ball one, and the Jay Mullins first time of the first pitch is 6:02. Jay Mullins Jewelry on Northfield Boulevard. Here's the pitch, down low and in the dirt. And the count goes 2 balls, no strikes. And the right-hander kicks and fires. Gets one in there that time, 2 balls and a strike. Roberts, Harper, and Brewer, the first three here to face Colin Snyder. Here's the wind, the 2-1. Swing and a miss, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Defensively for the Warriors, it's Puckett, King, Huff, and Woodson around the infield. Here's the pitch. Swing and a chopper to short, or third. Woodson cuts it off, throws to first, and plenty of time for out number one. So Roberts retired 5-3 on the putout, brings up Cameron Harper. In the outfield for Riverdale, it's League in left, Adams in center, McNeil over in right. Doing the catching is Riley Walters. And Cameron Harper getting ready to step in here. The opposing pitcher tonight, left-handed batter. Snyder peeks in, now steps off the rubber. It's 360 dead away center tonight. Here's the wind in the pitch. There's a strike call, nipped the inside corner. And it's 0-1. 320 down the left field line, 330 down the right field line. Here's the pitch. That one a little too inside. And it's 1-1. The Braves are not playing tonight. They were rained out with the Phillies. Well, what a game it was last night. Down 6-5, came back and won 9-6. Swing and a miss, took a little something off. And Snyder out in front of Harper, 1-2. Wind blowing toward right. Here's the pitch, took something off there and strikes him out for a strikeout, number one for Colin Snyder. That's going to bring up Bo Brewer, the center fielder. Right-handed hitter getting ready to step in on Snyder. Snyder peeks in. He's 2-1 on the year. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, chopped to short this time. Huff has a nice hop to it. Goes to first, gets him in time by about a half a step. And the side is retired. So an easy inning for Colin Snyder. We go to the bottom of the first. No score. Smyrna Riverdale. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
The time is now. Bob Bud's Auction. The time is now.
Bankruptcy auction on Timsford Lake. A lake lot with a boat dock. Auction Saturday, April 19th at 428 Bell Memorial Drive. Again, this is a lot with a boat dock on Timsford Lake. See pictures online and get directions at bobparksauction.com. Bankruptcy Auction.
Middle Tennessee Christian School invites you out to an evening with Archie Manning, football legend, father of Super Bowl champions, southern hero, patriarch of football's first family, on April 17th. Get a personal glimpse into his extraordinary life as revealed in the Book of Manning documentary. From elegant dining, casual tailgating, to the keynote speech only, choose your experience at MTCS and enjoy Archie Manning April 17th. Seating is limited. Call now, 893-0601, 893-0601, to reserve your seat.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Prep Sports on WGNS, presented by State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jenny Allman, Trey Hilton, Monty King. Get to a better state with State Farm. And Brian Baird, if you're listening, the banana pudding has arrived. Mary Woodson, and I'm sorry you couldn't be here, buddy. I really am. It's just terrible. I'll eat your portion, though. Cameron Harper getting his warm-up tosses here as we go to the bottom of the first. He'll be facing the top of the Riverdale order, Huff, Adams, and Swayze, the first three. Nothing like a nice, warm banana pudding to warm you up on a very cool night. I wouldn't say cool. I'd say downright cold. Huff, the batter, stepping in. Drew's hitting 390 on the year. No homers, 8 RBIs in 24 games. Awesome. And I just want to tell Limbaugh's mom that he is eating banana pudding. I don't know whether he needs it or not, but he's eating it. Here's the pitch. A strike call. Took a little something off of that pitch, and it's 0-1. Bottom half of the first, no score. Smyrna went quietly in the top half. Huff, the right-handed hitter, steps back in there. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball swung on, fouled away, out of play, and it's 0-2. Defensively for Smyrna, they've got Sanders in left, Brewer in center, Miller's over in right. The infield, Johnson at first, Roberts at second, Richardson at short, and Boyd over at third. The catcher is Jeremy Noe, and Harper on the mound. Here's the pitch. Just a little outside. One ball, two strikes now.
It's awesome, isn't it? I give it 10.
Wind about 15 to 20 miles per hour really makes it seem colder than it is. Here's the pitch. High chop to third. Coming up with it is Boyd. The long throw across in time for out number one. So Huff is retired, 5-3. That brings up Haddon Adams, the center fielder.
The birthday boy, Haddon.
And he's celebrating a birthday today. We just heard from the public address announcer. So happy birthday to Haddon Adams. And they're playing the birthday song, and he gives a smile. I think it was a smile to Limbaugh up here. Here's the pitch. A strike called, 0-1. Barry Messer down at third, coaching, giving the sign of encouragement. Hand clap. Chris Biggs over at third, over at first. Here's the pitch. Strike called again, same spot, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Here's the whine and the 0-2 from Harper. Just missed. One ball, two strikes now. Swayze would be next. Here's the wind and the pitch from Harper on the way. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. So really similar innings here as Snyder struck out his second batter as well. Going to bring up the designated hitter, Caleb Swayze. Left-handed batter. Very good hitter. Can hit it to all fields. Outfield comes in a little in left, but deep in right. Harper. Checking from the signs from No, gets it from Barry Vedders over there. Here's the pitch. Changeup swung on, fouled back. And it's 0-1. There were only four people in this press box when we started this game, but when the banana pudding came, there's 12 now. I don't know how that works out. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. 0-2. Two out here in the bottom of the first. Riverdale batting. No score. Here's the wind by Harper and the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. And an easy inning for Cameron Harper as well. Three up, three down. We've completed one. We're scoreless, Riverdale Smyrna. And you're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. What are some of the advantages that Carpets by Osborne has?
Being a family business and being locally owned and operated, we do free estimates. We have our own subcontractors that work for our business. We will come out, look at your floor covering. Throughout the whole process, you deal with an individual. You're not passed off to different contractors. We handle it from start to finish.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
During the game, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. There's the throw down. We're ready for the top of the second. Smyrna will send up their 4, 5, and 6 hitters, Beal, Noe, and Sanders.
Leading off.
Left-handed hitter, Ryan Veal.
Ryan.
To face Colin Snyder in his second inning of work.
That might hold a good resume.
And the left-hander steps in there. Snyder still off the mound. Now he's ready. No Braves baseball tonight. Postponed due to inclement weather. And we'll tell you about our election coverage coming up here in about 45 minutes or so from now. And the first pitch is a ball to Veal, 1-0. Signed by Walters. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. And it's no ball. One ball, one strike. This was a... game that we were hoping we could get in tonight, and it looks like that we are going to. It's beautiful sunshine outside. Two balls and a strike. Here's the wind and the pitch. That just missed on the outside corner. Three balls and a strike down to Veal. Barry Vedder's coaching down at third for Smyrna, trying to get something going here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch. Grounder, second. King scoops it up. Going to throw in plenty of time to retire Veal for out number one. It's going to bring up Jeremy Noe, the catcher. So far, so good for both pitchers. Snyder's retired four in a row.
Jeremy Noe.
And Noe will be followed by Sanders. Election coverage tonight will start around 7:15. They'll be breaking in. Brian Barrett, Bart Walker will give us all the election updates and reports. Here's the pitch, swung on, chopped foul down the third baseline. So I will be sitting here giving you some updates from our game here, starting around 7:15, and we'll come in and out with reports for you on the night. Here's the pitch. There's a strike called. No balls, two strikes. Can't get any election coverage results other than WGNS tonight, and we'll have them right as you need them up to the minute. Starting around 7:15 tonight. 0-2 the count. Snyder steps off the mound. Now Noe back in there. Gets the sign from Walters. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Outside. Trying to get him to chase one. One ball, two strikes. We've got softball action tomorrow night at Siegel. Brian Barrett will be there for that one.
Bad.
Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled back out of play. And the count now goes one ball, two strikes. The reservation in excellent condition field-wise. Infield's in good shape. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Inside, count even, two balls, two strikes.
They got like five wins all year, I think.
Snyder not wasting any time. No back in there. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Chopper again. This time the shortstop Huff comes up with it. Throws to first and got him. On a fine play by Huff. He really had to fire that one. Noe was hustling down the line. 6-3 on the putout. And of all the, let's see, Snyder's retired five and four of them have been ground outs. That brings up Nathan Sanders, the left fielder. No score. We're in the top half of the second. Two out for Smyrna. Woodson comes in almost to the grass at third. Here's the whine of the pitch from Snyder. Takes a strike right at the letters, 0-1.
It is his third play.
The 0-1 pitch on the way. Strike two called.
He's a psychic.
Snyder working quickly, and I know the players appreciate that with the cold weather, get in and get out. Here's the 0-2. Fouled it away. One ball, no balls, two strikes. And you like a guy that pitches quickly, keeps everybody alert. And the center fielder, Adams, is playing a little shallow out in center, and so is the left fielder Lee for Riverdale. Here's the wind and the 0-2 pitch. That just missed, and it's one ball, two strikes. If Sanders could reach, Boyd would be next, the third baseman. Left-handed batter steps back in there. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way. Here it is. Swung on, lined over the shortstop's head into left center field. May take off and roll. Cutting it off is League, and a nice play there by League to hold him to a single. So the first hit belongs to Nathan Sanders, the first hit of the game.
Connor Boyd.
And that brings up the third baseman, Connor Boyd, right-handed hitter. We're approaching the bottom half of the Smyrna lineup.
Thank you, Mr. Woods.
Johnson would be next.
Thank you. You're going to sell it for like a dollar a bucket.
Getting the signs from Barry Vetters down there. Third is Connor Boyd. There's two out in the inning. And a two-out single by Sanders. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Strike called right at the knees. And he's out in front of Boyd, 0-1. Here's the stretch and the pitch outside. Nice stop by Walters. Count even, one ball, one strike. Top half of the second, we're scoreless. First game of a two-game series between Riverdale and Smyrna. Throw over, runner back. Snyder looks in. Slowed down a little bit with Boyd after the two-out single. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one inside. Two balls and a strike. Sanders with pretty good speed down there at first base. See what kind of lead he gets here. Puckett holding him at first. Big hole between first and second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count even. Two balls, two strikes. Be at Siegel for softball action tomorrow night. Brian Barrett will be there. And we're planning on broadcasting on Thursday, weather permitting. Here's the stretch. Pitch will not be made. It gets away from Puckett. I think the sun got him. And going down to second is Sanders. That'll be an E1. And Boyd now with a runner in scoring position. So this changes the inning drastically here. A chance to... And now Vetters goes and talks to Boyd, and now they were ready. Runner at second, two out in the top of the second. Smyrna threatening. Snyder getting the sign from Walters, the stretch. And now the 2-2 pitch. Swing at the plate, fouled away. And that got a piece of Boyd there. And he's limping and walking it off. Cold night like that, like the tonight, it's tough. Stain's a little worse. Everybody out in the stands wrapped up. Hoodies, all kinds of warm blankets. Trying to stay warm tonight. Supposed to get in the high 20s tonight with a freeze warning out. Two balls, two strikes to Boyd, who now is ready to get back in there. Sanders is at second with two out. By the way, that game tomorrow night, 6:20 airtime, 6:30, first pitch. Here's the pitch from Snyder. Swung on, fouled away. Good at bat here by Boyd, staying alive. Two balls, two strikes, two out here at top of the second. Things have really slowed down since we've had the base runners. Pretty good lead down there by Sanders at second. Snyder checks him.
We go with the tasty chicken, not the big chicken.
Here's the pitch to the plate. Swung on, a little blooper. Is going to fall in to center field for a hit. Scoring on the play is going to be Sanders. And it's a base hit and a single and an RBI for Connor Boyd. Well, the error hurt. And... coming to score is Sanders. All this after two out. Second hit of the inning. Going to bring up Jordan Johnson, the first baseman.
Don't want to be earned if we got a couple more hits or walks behind it. Just rebuild inning like that.
1-0 Smyrna. They've taken the lead here in the top of the second. Here's the pitch. Swing and foul down the third baseline. Is all the way down to the bullpen area.
It's still earned. It's pitcher
we will be broadcasting Wednesday night and Thursday night.
Who makes the error in the pitchers? It would be unearned right now. And if the guy,
of course last night we were going to broadcast, and weather was a problem. Postponed. Turned out that rain came a little later, I think, than expected, but hard to predict that. Throw over, runner back. One ball, no strikes to Johnson. Boyd's at first. Two out. Here's the pitch. Change up, swung on, fouled. And the count now. One ball, one strike. One run, two hits, no errors for Smyrna. No runs, no hits. One error for Riverdale. And it was costly. Snyder trying to limit the damage here with two out. Here's the stretch. The 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. May have got a piece of it. And he's out in front of Johnson. One ball, two strikes. The number nine hitter, Richardson, would be next, the shortstop. One ball, two strikes. Johnson. Throw over. That one almost got away again. That sun is rough over that first base side this time of evening. Puckett probably just knocked it down almost. He made the catch, but self-defense. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, popped up, back this way, and out of play. Count remains, one ball, two strikes. Don't forget tonight's game brought to you by J. Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig's Tax Service, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. Boyd at first with a lead. Two out, 1-2 pitch on the way. Here it is. Swung on, grounded to third. Scooped up by Woodson. Long throw across and plenty of time to retire the side. But not before Smyrna puts one run on the board on two hits. There was an error and one left. We've completed 1.5. We go to the bottom of the second. It's Smyrna 1, Riverdale nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
At Little Caesars, we make it easy. Our hot and ready pizzas are available all day, every day. So you can just walk in and pick up a large pepperoni for $5 without calling ahead.
Get a hot and ready pepperoni pizza for $5 or a 3-meat treat for $8 at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars proudly introduces the new deep, deep dish pizza with 8 thick, crispy corner slices, hot and ready every day for just $8.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and Franklin Road next to Mapco.
Pizza, pizza.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford County and since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orpheus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the County School Board office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-662.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you by, of course, State Farm agent Andy Womack, located at 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850. We'll go to the bottom of the second. Brady Puckett going to lead off for Riverdale. The Warriors find themselves trailing 1-0. Here's the wind of the pitch. Shot down the third base side, and it's going to stay fair. And just out of the – well, Boyd had it, and I think we're going to have to give him an error on that play. E5 on the third baseman. Kind of backhanded it, and it didn't come up cleanly with it. So – a leadoff base runner for Brady for Riverdale and Brady Puckett. Garrett League will be the left fielder batting next. He is on the year. League hitting .290, one homer, three RBIs. Puckett came in hitting .327, three homers, 16 RBIs. He's down at first. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. Showing bunt is League. and takes the ball 1-0. Braves baseball postponed tonight. They have not announced a makeup time for that game.
I got time to gather.
But they will not be playing tonight due to the weather. They felt like last night that was going to be a problem tonight. Here's the pitch. Bunted. Goodness, a beauty. And fielding it is Harper, and that's exactly what you wanted to do. And Puckett down at second. And a beautiful sacrifice by League. Brings up Brad Woodson, the third baseman. Last time we were here for a radio game, Brad Woodson with a big hit to win that game. In extra innings. In fact, I was gone for about four of those innings against Siegel and came back and they got it going. Riverdale won that game. First district loss for Siegel. Woodson on the year hitting 226, no homers, 8 RBIs, slugging up on base percentage of 324. Right-handed batter. Here's the stretch and the pitch by Harper. A strike called, 0-1. Puckett down his second. One out. Harper gets in the sign from no. Checks the runner. Here's the pitch to the plate. Good cut, swung on and fouled away, out of play. No balls, two strikes. Harper got him three up, three down in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Outside, one ball, two strikes to Woodson. King would be next. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. On the way, we think. Checks the runners. Here it is. Curve ball, breaking ball upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Harper himself has slowed down since a base runner. Working carefully to Woodson. Here's the pitch. Swung on, chopped down the first base side. Picked up, and that's a nice play there by Johnson, and retires Woodson, and going to third is Puckett. So two out in the inning.
Second baseman, Dylan.
And brings up Dylan King. If the Warriors have a shot at tying this one, it's going to be up to Dylan King here with a runner at third and two out. King hitting 211, no homers, two RBIs. Right-handed batter stepping in there. Puckett with a lead at third. Here's the pitch. Strike called. Outside corner, 0-1. 1-0 Smyrna. If you just joined us, we're in the bottom of the second. Riverdale has a tying run down at third. Two out, however. Here's the pitch. On the way. Swung on. Well hit into left field. Coming on strong and making the catch is Sanders. Nice running catch to retire the side. No runs. There were no hits. There was an error. And one man left at third. We've completed two. Our score, Smyrna 1, Riverdale nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or MurfreesboroElectric.com.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Gondolier offers fine Italian and Greek cuisine at affordable prices. Be sure to check their website to learn more about their $4.95 lunch specials and their daily dine-in deals, which include a kids' night, seniors' day, date night, and charity event. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at MurfreesboroGondolier.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Milton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, and tonight's baseball game brought to you in part by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jenny Zanier's Funeral Home and Bob Parks Auction. We go to the top of the third, and Smyrna will send up the bottom of the order. And it'll be J.D. Richardson. And then the top of the order, Roberts and Harper. The throw down, and we're about ready to get the third inning underway. Smyrna leading 1-0.
Leading off the top of the third for Smyrna is number 3, the shortstop, J.D.
Colin Snyder in his third inning of work. Getting ready to get this third inning underway. Right-handed hitter steps in there. And the wind by Snyder, here's the pitch. Takes a strike, 0-1. Well, I thought weather might play a factor. I didn't know the sun was going to be a factor tonight, but it has helped to get this one run for Smyrna. Here's the pitch. Outside. One ball, one strike. Election coverage coming up in just a little bit. As soon as the polls close at 7 tonight. Pitch into the dirt. Two balls, one strike. Richardson, right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. Checked his swing. A strike is called. Count even, two balls, two strikes.
The best bench fries being consistent. And the best mayonnaise.
Richardson swings and misses for out number one here in the third. That is the second strikeout for Snyder. First out of this inning. And brings up Cameron Roberts, who grounded a third his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Walters gives the sign. Snyder in agreement. Here's the pitch. There's a strike called, 0-1.
Who's the next coach of Tennessee?
1-0. Smyrna leading. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on. Going to be a shot to short. Huff up with it. Throws to first in time for out number two. So two quick outs here in the third. It goes 6-3 on the put out. Brings up Cameron Harper, the first the pitcher. And he is 0-for-1. He struck out in the first. Snyder retired the first five until giving up a two-out single in the second. He got a single and got to second on an error. And then Boyd singled him in for the RBI. Here's the pitch to Harper, and he takes a strike, 0-1. Otherwise, it's been pretty smooth sailing for Colin Snyder. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Just a little low. One ball, one strike. Here's the 1-1 on the way. That one low. Two balls, one strike. See a lot of guys putting their hands to their mouth in terms of the cold weather, trying to keep those hands warm. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count even. Two balls, two strikes. Smyrna with two hits. Riverdale has yet to get a hit. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Bounce to first. Nice hop for Puckett. Going to run to the bag. Three unassisted. And the inning is over. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Smyrna 1, Riverdale nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
It's spring, and you know what that means.
Grass needs mowing, flowers growing, and back-breaking yard work.
No, it's time for the spring sale at Lightning's Locker Room.
What?
25% off everything blue at Lightning's.
Discounted items, leftover merchandise, and odd-sized tees, right?
No, everything at Lightning's means everything. All Blue Raider gear, fall, winter, spring items, 25% off everything blue at the off-campus location through April 19th at the spring football game on campus.
Lightning's Locker Room, 910 Ridgely Road, and in the stadium at the spring game.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. You're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Taking pride in getting our athletes back on the field, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. And don't forget to tune in next time for the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show. DirecTV by Intersource. That number is 815-1800. And after the game, don't forget, it's the Prentice Osipedia and Air postgame show, all coming up after the game. And Riley Walter is going to lead off the bottom of the third for Riverdale, hitting 239 on the season. Right-handed hitter. Harper with his third inning. Here's the first pitch to him. Breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. Walters, McNeil, then the top of the order, Huff, to face the lefty. He kicks and fires. Swung on, pops straight up. Who wants it? It's going to look like the second baseman over there, and that's going to be Roberts, and makes the catch. Boy, that was way up there on that pop-up. Out number one. Brings up Jason McNeil. Make that Jordan McNeil. I don't know why I wrote down Jason. I knew that. Jordan McNeil, the right fielder. Jordan hitting 375. No homers, four RBI. Shows bunt. Takes a strike called, 0-1. If you didn't know that it was like 40 degrees out there, 39 probably by now, you'd say, what a beautiful night. A lot of sunshine, but coats, and you can tell. I don't want to try it to just let you guys know, but it's cold out there. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Bunted, popped up, and they collide, and it's going to be a fair ball. And I think a little lack of communication there because the pitcher had it, Harper. Third baseman came in. We're going to give the error to Boyd, make it E5. So McNeil reaches. Pretty good speed out there as well. And it's going to bring up the top of the order, Drew Huff, who grounded to third his first time up with that 390 batting average. And Riverdale may have something going here. One out. We're in the bottom of the third. Smyrna leads it 1-0.
No, he catches the ball. He's a pitcher on the open. I think he catches it.
Harper gets a sign from checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounder through the left side, and a base hit. The first hit of the night for Riverdale. And they've got runners at first and second now, and only one out. So Huff with a single. So Riverdale may have something going here in the third inning. Going to bring up Haddon Adams. Struck out in the first inning. He's 0 for 1. So Harper in some problems now. Going to try to pitch out of trouble. And he looks in, getting ready for the sign. Pitch is swung on, popped him up. Veal looking for it, now gives way to the second baseman, Roberts, for the out, and that is out number two in the inning.
Now batting for the Warriors, number nine.
So big out for Harper.
Caleb.
That brings up Caleb Swayze, the last hope here in the third for Riverdale. Laverne and Siegel are scoreless after two innings of play on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. That just came in. So they're scoreless after two. 1-0 here. Smyrna leads it. Runners at first and second. Two out. Here's the pitch. And a strike is called to Caleb Swayze. Caleb struck out his first time up. He's 0 for 1. Harper trying to get out of a third-inning jam. Here's the pitch. Strike two called, 0-2 now. Puckett would be next. Harper doesn't want to see him. No getting ready for the sign. The pitch to the plate. That one gets by. No, doesn't know where it is for a second, and runners go down to second and third. Going to be a wild pitch. So McNeil at third, Huff at second, two out. So a base hit here could possibly give Riverdale their first lead. Smyrna leads 1-0. We're in the bottom of the third.
Pitch counts gets high too early.
One ball, two strikes, the count to Swayze. Going from the full windup, here's the pitch. Swung on, popped him up. Going back and taking a look is no, it's going to be out of play. And the count remains 1-2. So we'll start everything back over again. Harper looks in. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out, and that's the second strikeout of the game for Swayze, the third for Harper. So no runs for Riverdale. They do have one hit, their first hit of the night, and one error, and there were two left. We've completed three. It's still Smyrna 1, Riverdale nothing, and you're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Parents of seniors, listen up. Loveless Photography wants to remind you there's still time to get your senior portraits ordered. It's time to mail in those cap and gown photo orders. They've been laying on the kitchen table for a while. Get those mailed back into Loveless. Also time to get those spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography, capturing memories for families for over 30 years. They're proud of this year's seniors, and they know you are too. Get your cap and gown along with spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark between Memorial and Highland. LovelessPhotography.com, 890-1558.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, located at 803 North Thompson Lane. Near Medical Center Parkway, get to a better state with State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700. Smyrna coming up here in the top of the fourth. And Bo Brewer going to lead off. Here's the pitch to him. Takes a strike call on the outside corner, 0-1. Brewer grounded to short his first time up. Still 1-0 Smyrna. Harper keeping that score holding up. And a swing and a miss by Bo Brewer. He'll be followed by Ryan Veal, the cleanup hitter, then Jeremy Noe. Snyder looks in. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Oh, good changeup, and it swung on and missed. They're going to have to throw him out, and Walters does just that. Strikeout, and that is strikeout number three for Colin Snyder. First out of the inning, and it's going to bring up Ryan Veal, the DH. He grounded to second his first time up. Big, scrappy left-handed hitter. Snyder not wasting any time here in the fourth. The pitch swung on, popped up and down the left field line. Foul territory. Woodson gives chase, and so does League. They run out of real estate. And it's 0-1 now to Veal. Two hits for Smyrna, only one hit for Riverdale, but a 1-0 lead for Smyrna. Here's the wind and the pitch. Took something off on that pitch as well, and it's called for a strike, 0-2. Wind continues to blow out. It's kind of swirling, really. Looks like it's blowing in the left. Yeah. That's right, Limbaugh. You're absolutely right. It's blowing one way on the right field line and the other way in the left field line. 1-2. Here's the wind and the pitch. Took it, and it's a ball. 2-2. One out here in the top of the fourth. The wind by Snyder, and the pitch is a ball, and now the count full, 3-2. The pitch coming, swung on, foul tipped at the plate, and Veal stays alive. Snyder trying to keep his team close, give them an opportunity to get back in this game. 1-1. Make that 3-2, but 1-0 is our score. Both with three district losses. Big game here tonight. Our election coverage will begin around 7:15. That's about 30 minutes away. I don't know where we'll be in this game, but we'll break away for the first election results of the evening and then try to get you back for the remainder of this game.
110,000 people in North Storm, six out people.
One out, three balls, two strikes to count. The wind and the pitch by Snyder. Swung on, served it up to short, and Huff can't handle it. And that goes as an error on Huff. Be an E6 and brings up Jeremy Noe. So Veal reaches via the error.
Now batting for Smyrna, number 16, the catcher, Jeremy Noe.
And Jeremy Noe coming up, he grounded to short his first time up. He's 0 for 1. A lot of 0-fers tonight so far. So Snyder with another base runner. He reached on an error. Checks him. Here's the pitch. Strike called. 0-1. I'm sure it's extremely difficult with this cold weather to keep those hands warm, and fielding the ball might be a little difficult tonight, which it looks like it has been for both teams. That's outside. One ball, one strike. Right-handed batter back in there. Catcher Jeremy Noe. Here's the stretch. Here's the pitch. Took something off of that pitch, and he's out in front now. One ball, two strikes. Snyder has struck out three. He allowed an unearned run in this game. This run would be as well if he reaches. One ball, two strikes now. The count to Noe. Veal with the lead down at first. The stretch, the pitch, swing and a miss. And Noe goes down swinging. Strikeout number four for Snyder. At a very opportune time. Brings up Nathan Sanders. You're the hero if you're a Smyrna fan, but if you're a Riverdale fan, he's the villain. Nathan Sanders reached on an error and scored the only run in this game. Two out, Veal still at first. We're in the top of the fourth with Smyrna in a 1-0 lead. Here's the pitch. Ball gets inside, gets stopped by Walters. And it's one ball, no strikes.
Got some at the house. I got some mama likes the amaretto. She got amaretto.
Infield, Woodson at third. Huff at short.
No, it's amaretto.
King at second. Here's the pitch. And that one's low. Two balls, no strikes.
How can you work these conditions?
We're just moving along here. 2-0 pitch on the way. Swung on. Chopper. Puckett. Nice scoop. Going to flip it to Snyder. In time for out number three. A nice play by Brady Puckett. And the side has been retired. Snyder had two strikeouts in that inning as well. No runs, no hits. There was an error and one man left. We're going to the bottom of the fourth. Still remains Smyrna 1, Riverdale nothing. And you're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services.
This is Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service. We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We've been serving Rutherford County since 1988.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
We're just off Memorial Boulevard at 142 Heritage Park Drive.
Tempting your taste buds, Rick's Barbecue. They have two locations, on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial near the VA.
Great barbecue, ribs, chicken, pork, get the beef, ham, slaw dogs. It's all great food.
We're talking with Mike Lanning, and their baked potatoes are out of this world.
They're loaded down with butter and sour cream and cheese and chives, bacon bits, and loaded with whatever choice of meat you want, beef, ham, pork, or chicken.
Rick's Barbecue on Warrior Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
And Brady Puckett going to lead off here in the bottom of the fourth. Want to remind you, program notes, softball tomorrow night. Riverdale will be visiting Siegel. That'll be at 6:20. Here's a pitch to Puckett. Fly ball deep center field on his horse and making the catch for out number one. Is Brewer. That ball was well hit. Unfortunately, right in the teeth of the wind. And a fly out for out number one. Going to bring up Garrett Lee. Had a nice sacrifice in the second. 6:20 airtime tomorrow night. Brian Baird will have that action. Riverdale Siegel softball, 6:30 first pitch. And then Mount Jewett Oakland baseball on Thursday night. That'll be at 5:55. Here's the wind in the pitch. Swung on, fouled away, out of play by League. So plenty of high school sports coming up for you this week. Cameron Harper has pitched a shutout so far. Throws his second pitch. It's a ball. One ball, one strike. League steps back in there. Woodson would be next. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. And he's down in front of the left fielder with a 1-2 count. Laverne and Siegel were scoreless after two. We'll get that updated for you as well.
Laverne scored.
Here's the pitch. Chopped to third and unable to handle it will be Boyd. And our official score says E5 on that play. So after one out, League reaches on an error by the third baseman. Laverne has taken the lead in that game on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
The third baseman, Brad Woodson.
And Brad Woodson is the batter. Brad grounded to the first baseman his first time up. Here's the pitch. Takes a strike 0-1. Not going down there is League. Had a pretty good lead, however. 0-1 to Brad. Here's the stretch by Harper. Checks the runner. Here's the pitch. And another pitch on that outside corner. 0-2 now to Woodson. Barry Messer gives the signs down there at third. And we're getting ready to go. Woodson steps back in there. 0-2 the count to him. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Trying to reach for an outside fastball and could not catch up with it. That is strikeout number four for Harper. So he is doing a number so far. Two out. And Dylan King, the batter, flied out to left field his first time. He's 0-1. 1-0 Smyrna. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Another right-handed hitter to face the lefty Harper. Here's the pitch. Good breaking ball in there for a strike, 0-1. 1-2-3 for Smyrna. 0-1-2 for Riverdale. We're in the fourth. League with a lead. Pitch to the plate. Outside. One ball, one strike. Smyrna overall 13-8. Riverdale 15-9. So Riverdale has two more wins in the district. Smyrna at 3-3. Riverdale 5-3. Here's the pitch. Well, that was inside. Two balls and one strike. Polls are fixing to close in the city of Murfreesboro, and that means Election coverage will begin in about 7:15 tonight, somewhere around there. Brian Barrett, Bart Walker will be reporting for you. And they've got the runner. They had him picked off, but the ball got away from the Sun, and going to third is going to be League. That Sun has played havoc all night. And League taking a big lead down at third and finally retrieved. And had an opportunity perhaps to even score. They didn't know where that ball went.
You think what they're doing? 8-3?
And League is down at third.
8-3-F. 8-3, two base here. Yeah, because they should have called it. Just like plug it.
And that is an error on
first baseman.
The first baseman. E3. And so, just like that, the runner's at third. Two out. It's still going to take a two-out hit if you're a Riverdale fan to get this one in. Dylan King, the batter, and he's got a 2-1 count. Here's the wind of the pitch, swung on, bouncer third. Boyd up with it, easy play, throws the first, and plenty of time to retire the side. And no runs, there was an error, two errors actually, and one left. We've completed four, the score remains Smyrna 1, Riverdale nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Are you struggling with ideas to promote your business? Well, don't stress. The folks at Franklin's Printing know how important it is to reach new customers to grow your business. They can help with that new brochure you need to design. You know more about your business than anyone else, but we know how to make your business look good in print. Everyone at Franklin's Printing will give your project the care and appearance you deserve. Call now for an appointment. We'll make you look great at Franklin's Printing. Call 890-5249 right now.
DirecTV by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Andy DeGraw says a DirecTV by Intersource difference is their local technicians.
Our technicians care about their customers just as much as everybody else in the company does. And those technicians don't hesitate to give out their personal phone number to let somebody that is, say, down the street from them call them and let them take care of what they need.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Intersource, 815-1800.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Colin Snyder getting in his warm-up toss. It gives us a chance to tell you that tonight's game brought to you by Idiz Tees, Odds Construction Services, Gondolier Italian Restaurant on Broad, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm. Our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Laverne leading Siegel 1-0 after 3. And speaking of 1-0, that's the score here. Smyrna leading Riverdale by 1. And Connor Boyd is going to go to the plate here to lead off the fifth inning.
21, leading off the top of the fifth for Smyrna, number 7, the third baseman, Connor Boyd.
Connor Boyd, the batter. Here's the pitch. Strike called. 0-1. And the 0-1 pitch on the way. Swing, a liner into center, shallow, well, behind the bag, and a great play by Huff. Had me fooled, and I thought that was through, and Huff comes sweeping around and grabs that ball and throws him out for out number one. A little soft liner, and Huff played it on the first hop, right behind the second base bag, and there's one out here in the inning. That brings up Jordan Johnson, who's grounded to third. He's 0-1. Right-handed hitter is ready. Here's the pitch by Snyder. Strike call, beauty, 0-1. One out here, the top of the fifth. Cruising right along. Here's the pitch, grounder to short. Huff with another chance. This one off his chest. And that will be an E6, and reaching is Johnson at first. Took a little wicked hop, but I'm going to have to give him an E6 on that. And another base runner for Snyder. The only run in this game was unearned, and that runner at first is also would be as well if he reaches. It brings up J.D. Richardson, the shortstop, who has struck out. He'd struck out in the third. One of four strikeouts. There's the pitch. First one in there, 0-1. Let's see if Smyrna tries to run here with one out. Or see if Richardson will be sacrificing. The stretch by Snyder. Woodson comes in at third, expecting it. It's right back to the mound. The throw by Snyder in time, and the runner goes to second on the sacrifice. So it works. And there's two out now, runner at second. And goes to the top of the order, and Cameron Roberts, who's grounded to third and grounded to short. And that's going to bring up a little meeting on the mound, or a meeting with the umpire by Vetters, Coach Barry Vetters. I think he may be making some kind of change here, a runner. And that's going to be Tyler Graves running for Smyrna. So Graves is down at second, running, and the batter is Roberts. So the chance to give Smyrna, which would be a huge insurance run in this game, particularly the way Harper's pitching. Now we're ready. All the substitutions have been made. Graves has the lead at second. Two out. And Adams shades him toward left center. Now they're moving him back to straightaway center. Here's the pitch, outside a ball, 1-0. Or for that matter, he could have been avoiding the sun. It has been a problem tonight. One ball, no strikes to Roberts, the second baseman. Snyder from the stretch, and the pitch to the plate. That one sails up high. Two balls, no strikes. Pitching carefully to Cameron Roberts. Harper would be next. Just joined us. We had a run in the first. That was an unearned run in the second inning. Otherwise, it's been nothing but zeros. 2-0 pitch. There's a strike in the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Okay. Two balls and one strike after this pitch. We'll be joining Bart Walker and Brian Barrett from Election Central here at WGNS. It's 1-0 here. We've got a runner at second and two out. And we do now at this time join Brian Barrett and Bart Walker at election coverage from WGNS.
WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
And we'll welcome you back to the baseball game after election coverage. And we have a tie game since we left you. Rivendell scored one run on two hits in the bottom of the fifth. We're now to the top of the sixth, and Ryan Veal just slashed a single to left center field. For the there are two outs in the inning, so that's a two-out single by Veal, and it's the third Smyrna hit. So he's at first base with two out. Drew Huff also stole two bases in that bottom of the fifth, and Haddon Adams drove him in with a single. And that's where we stand here as we are in the top of the sixth. And Veal's at first with two out. 1-1 our score. Jeremy Noe, the batter. And we'll be rejoining Brian and Bart as soon as some more election results come in for you. We're glad to do that for you, and we'll be doing that all night. The pitch is a strike called, 0-1. And Snyder is on the mound still for the Warriors. Here's the pitch, swung on, fouled back out of play. 0-2 now as Noe's in a hole. He would be followed by Nathan Sanders, then Connor Boyd if Smyrna can get something going. 1-3-4 for Smyrna, 1-3-3 for Riverdale. The weather has been a factor with some of those errors, and plus the sun has been a factor with two or three of those errors tonight. No problem now. The sun has gone in. We're in twilight. Here's the strikeout and the throw 'em out. And Puckett makes a nice recovery on a low throw from Walters. But the inning is over. Strikeout for Snyder. That is strikeout number five for Colin Snyder. And no runs, one hit. There was one left for Smyrna. We go to the bottom of the sixth. We're all tied up. Riverdale 1, Smyrna 1. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Tonight's baseball game brought to you by State Farm and also Ideas Tees, operators of Lightning's Locker Room, brings you this half inning located at 910 Risley Road. Turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's and put your logo on just about anything, screen printing, embroidery, and more at Ideas Tees. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It'll be Puckett, League, and Woodson to lead off for Riverdale in a tie game, 1-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Puckett tonight has reached on an error, and he's flied out. He's 0-2. Right-handed batter, and if you weren't cold at about 6 o'clock this evening, it is definitely cold out there now. Here's the pitch. A strike called on the outside corner, 0-1. That nipped the black part of the plate. 0-1. Harper winds and fires. Swing and a chopper to third, and it is a foul ball just to the left side of the bag, and he's out in front of Puckett. No balls, two strikes. John Dinkins with you. We'll have more election coverage to follow here in just a few minutes as soon as we get the word from Bart and Brian. Harper winds the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, nice cut, fouls it back out of play, 0-2. Tomorrow night we'll have softball action. It'll be Riverdale visiting Siegel, and that'll be 6:20 airtime. Brian Baird will have the play-by-play of that game. 6:30 airtime, first pitch, 6:20 airtime. And then we'll be Mount Juliet at Oakland on Thursday night. Here's the pitch, swung again, fouled into the Smyrna dugout. Count remains, no balls, two strikes. Braves were rained out tonight after their big win last night, 9-6 on a Dan Ugla grand slam home run. Here's the pitch, reached out there to get that one, just fouled it away. Protecting the plate is Puckett, stays alive at 0-2. Both pitchers have pitched extremely well tonight and had to work around some errors as well. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on. Fly ball. Pretty well hit. Into the gap, and it is. Did he catch it? I couldn't tell. And I believe he's out. Nice catch. And that was by the left fielder, Sanders. The ball was well stroked by Brady Puckett. Garrett Lee. Long noisy out, however, and brings up Garrett Lee, sacrificed and reached on an error.
Sanders with the web jam.
It is really hard to see the ball up in the air right now in this twilight. Here's the pitch, change of pace, and it's low. One ball, no strikes to Lee. Woodson will be next. Riverdale batting, tied up 1-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the wind of the pitch. Strike called right down the middle, 0-1 the count. Colin Snyder, of course, going to play college ball at Vanderbilt. One ball, two strikes the count from the left-hander Harper, who's matched him pitch for pitch. They've both given up three hits. And I don't think we've had a walk. Looking back, we haven't. One ball, two strikes. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, lined into right field. That could be trouble, and it is. Planted on a bounce is the right fielder. That's Miller. And stopping at first with a single is League. So a nice hit down the right field line. A one-out single, and League is at first. And that's going to bring up Brad Woodson. That's the fourth hit for the Warriors. Brad has grounded the first, and he struck out. He's 0 for 2. Getting the signs from Barry Messer down at third. Go-ahead run down at first. League with a lead of a couple of feet. He's not getting too big a lead. Harper throws over. Close, but he's back. Not much of a step off there by Harper. A la Steve Avery of the Braves. Here's the pitch. That one sails high. And it's 1-0 now to Woodson. King on deck, and in the hole is Walters. Harper checks the runner. Now pitches to the plate. Woodson shows bunt, takes it for a ball, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes to Woodson. League at first, one out. Here's the pitch. There's a strike, 2-1. Woodson taking all the way. And all those signs that Barry's giving him down there, there's one that he's going to do. Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Little blooper into right field. If it stays fair, it's trouble. It is. Runner going to go to third. That's League. Woodson stops at first, and Riverdale in business with runners at first and third and only one out. So back-to-back singles, almost identical spots. And runners are at first and third. And it brings up Dylan King, who's flied hard to left, and he has grounded to third. So golden opportunity here for the Riverdale Warriors. A little powwow on the mound with Richardson and Harper. And no looking into the Smyrna dugout. And Barry Vedder's coming out to have a little chat. And everybody going to have a little chat. Tonight's game brought to you by State Farm agent Bud Morris, located at 3245 Franklin Road, just down from Franklin Road Christian School. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Bud Morris, 893-1417. And don't forget to remind you about Sur Pizza. They have three Murfreesboro locations. Check out GoPrimeTimeSports.com and click on the Sur Pizza podcast button to listen to and download recent games. Sir Pizza sponsors WGNS Primetime Sports Podcast online. Still 1-0 Laverne after four on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Riverdale in a 1-1 tie here. Woodson at first, League at third. There's one out, and Dylan King with a chance to be a hero for Riverdale. And Barry Vedder's has said his piece, and he's gone back to the dugout. Harper ready to work against the right-handed hitter King. Fifth hit of the game for Riverdale. Here's the stretch. And now the pitch as he checks the runner. Here it is. Showed a bunt, takes a strike, 0-1. No balls and a strike. 1-1 score. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Tough situation for Harper. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Shows bunt. He does. He bunts it right to the mound. Going to be a tough play. He's got to go to first. The run's going to score. Riverdale takes the lead. Only play was to first. sacrifice RBI for Dylan King, and that worked to perfection. League scores the second Riverdale run. Woodson goes to second. He's down there with two out. And Riverdale takes the 1-0 lead. I'll make that a 2-1 lead. So Riverdale in the last couple of innings has gotten to Harper. Great job of fundamental baseball right there. With one out, League singled to right. Woodson singled to right as well. Runners at first and third. And then King bunted in the go-ahead run. 2-1 is our score. Riverdale leading. And we've got a hitter for Walters, and that's Weston Shaver. Right-handed hitter with a chance to get Woodson in from second. Good speed at second. 2-1 Riverdale. We're in the bottom of the sixth.
Weston Shaver.
So now Snyder with just one more inning to try to pick up a victory for Riverdale. As they lead it 2-1 with a chance to get more. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball sails high. 1-0, no strikes. Huff would be next. I don't think Harper would like to see him at all. Make that McNeil. Then Huff. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Two balls, no strikes. Two out in the inning. Harper's fallen behind Shaver. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the stretch, the pitch, strike called. Just nipped the outside corner. And the count goes 2-0 and a strike. Harper from the stretch, checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul at the plate. 2-0, 2 strikes. 2-5-3 for Riverdale, 1-3-4 for Smyrna. Laverne leads Siegel 1-0. That was after four. This is a big game if Laverne could hang on. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Pretty well hit right center field. Coming over. Still come over. Can't get it. The wind just carried it. And another run's going to score. It's 3-1 and in at second. It's Shaver with a hustling double. Brewer just could not catch up with that ball. It just kept sailing away from him. And Riverdale has taken a 3-1 lead now as Shaver gets a single and an RBI.
And now McCullough's going to hit for McNeil.
McCullough will be batting for McNeil. Third hit of the inning. And the second run has scored. McCullough will be batting. Clint McCullough batting .235, no homer, 6 RBIs, a right-handed hitter against Harper. 3-1 now, Riverdale. A little insurance there for the Warriors. So Shaver batting, does his job as a pinch hitter. He's got a double and an RBI. We're going to give him a double on that. Nonetheless, Riverdale in the all-important run department has a 3-1 lead. Harper still on the mound for Smyrna. Trying to get that third out. It's been elusive. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-1. It's been quite a pitching battle, but they've gotten to Harper for two runs here in this bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in there, nip the outside corner to the fan's chagrin. No balls, 2 strikes. Not happy at all about that one. Harper checks the runner, 0-2 pitch outside. 1-2. But Riverdale could not have played this inning any better. And here's the stretch by Harper. The 1-2 pitch. Strike three called, and the inning is over for Smyrna, but not before Riverdale gets two more runs on three hits, and there was one batter left. We're going to go to the seventh inning. Riverdale takes a 3-1 lead. They've got three outs to get. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, winnerstrophy@comcast.net. That's winnerstrophy@comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
When's the last time you sat down at the table to a home-cooked meal? We do that every night at Farmer's Family. And on Friday and Saturday night, we go all out. We do grilled ribeye steaks, frog legs, fried oysters, shrimp, crab cakes, salmon, even gator tail, and all-you-can-eat crab legs.
Remember Farmers, where everything is
farm-fresh!
Come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Host of the Prentice Ossoff Heating and Air Coach's Corner, Farmer's Family Restaurant on Old Fort Parkway between Walmart and Home Depot.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Milton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Free local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Thursday and Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post. A Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. 1-1 after 5, Laverne and Siegel. So they're battling in a – they've got a pitching duel over there. Here, Colin Snyder with a chance to pick up the win for Riverdale, leading 3-1 here in the seventh. And Connor Boyd is the batter. I'm going to make that – whoop, got a change here. Let me look. For Smyrna, Nathan Sanders is the batter. He's leading off, then Boyd. So Snyder with three outs to get. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the outside corner, and he's out in front 0-2. Roy Harper. Pitch great. Snyder's pitch even better. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a bouncer foul right in front of Sanders. Sanders has singled, and he has also grounded to first. Well, yes, grounded to first. 3-1 on that put out.
Name the movie.
And he's 1-for-2. One of three Smyrna hits. Here's the pitch. Just missed. Two balls. A ball and two strikes, that is. Left-handed batter steps back in there, has the bat on his shoulder. Now he's got it up. Here's the pitch. That one sails outside. Two balls, two strikes. We're in the seventh. Smyrna needs two runs to tie. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, line shot right past Snyder into center field for a base hit. So this one definitely not over yet. Two hits on the night for Sanders. And we're about ready to join election coverage here with Snyder leading 3-1. And we are, I think, ready to go to election coverage. 3-1, Riverdale. They're leading here in the seventh inning. We go to Brian Barrett and Bart Walker for more election coverage. Stay with us on WGNS.
I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. You're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
And we welcome you back. Our final score as Riverdale holds on to win it 3-1 over the Smyrna Bulldogs. Let me quickly recap with you. Then we'll go to the Prentice Awesome Heating Air postgame show after a break. Tonight in the Riverdale, when we last left you, they had given up two singles, Colin Snyder, and Drew Huff came in on relief and pitched the final three outs of the game. He struck out Jordan Johnson for the first out. J.D. Richardson lined out to second, and then he struck out Cameron Roberts to end the game, and the final score was 3-1. Riverdale holds on to win it. 3-6-3 for the Warriors. 1-5-4 for Smyrna. They take the first game of this two-game series, and they will go and lock horns again tomorrow night in the second game of this series. On our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, a game that really means a lot. especially the Riverdale, who improves to 6-3 on the year in district play. It's still 1-1, Laverne and Siegel, and that's after six innings of play. And that's an interesting score right there, and we'll try to get that. Hopefully we'll be able to get a final score before we leave tonight. We also have election coverage to continue as well, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we will have the Prentice Allsup Heating Air postgame show. The final score again tonight, Riverdale 3 and Smyrna 1. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment, the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Middle Tennessee Christian School invites you out to an evening with Archie Manning, football legend, father of Super Bowl champions, Southern hero, patriarch of football's first family, on April 17th. Get a personal glimpse into his extraordinary life as revealed in the Book of Manning documentary. From elegant dining, casual tailgating, to the keynote speech only, choose your experience at MTCS and enjoy Archie Manning April 17th. Seating is limited. Call now, 893-0601, 893-0601 to reserve your seat.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Next, it's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air post-game show.
When it comes to the installation and service of a heating and cooling system for homes and businesses, people know they can rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Conditioning to take care of them. Call today at 890-1311 to find a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs. Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join the WGNS Primetime Sports Team.
John Ding is back with you here at the reservation on a very cold, I mean cold night, Tuesday evening here from the reservation at Riverdale High School. Riverdale wins it in baseball action by a score of 3-1 over the Smyrna Bulldogs, and we do welcome you to the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show. An exciting game, a well-pitched game, and most of the scoring came for Riverdale in the latter innings. In fact, the fifth and the sixth innings was when they did the damage to overtake a 1-0 lead that Cameron Harper had held until the fifth inning and come back to win it by a score of 3-1. Colin Snyder goes six innings and gave up only five hits tonight, struck out five, Drew Huff with a save for the Warriors. It was a game where it could have gone either way. There was tense moments in this game, but Riverdale outpitched them tonight, and just one bad inning for Cameron Harper was his downfall tonight. A game plagued by errors as well. Four errors for the Smyrna Bulldogs, three for Riverdale, and in fact, Smyrna, their one run was unearned, and of the runs that Smyrna gave up, only two of those were earned. So it was quite a night, a tough night to play, though, really, to be in fairness to the players. It was very cold out there, but two of the errors were results of the sun glaring down on the first baseman, and one error by Smyrna and one by Riverdale happened, or almost two errors by Riverdale, and Brady Puckett saved one. So it was kind of a strange night, but Riverdale hangs on to win it by a score of 3-1. Our Loveless Fine Photography players of the game tonight for Smyrna. We're going with Cameron Harper, who pitched a great game in a losing cause, lost it 3-1. And also the hitting stars were Nathan Sanders, 2-for-3, and Connor Boyd, 2-for-3, and an RBI. For Riverdale, we're going to give it to Drew Huff, who was 2-for-3, scored a run, and also had the save. Garrett League was and Brad Woodson also contributed, and Weston Shaver with a big hit off the bench in a pinch hitting role. our Loveless Fine Photography players of the game. Loveless Fine Photography, creating timeless portraits for over 30 years. They're the official senior photographer for Blackman Eagleville, Middle Tennessee Christian School, Riverdale, Siegel, Smyrna, and Stewart's Creek. Check out action photos from the games at lovelessphotography.com. For photos you'll be proud of for a lifetime, call Loveless Fine Photography at 890-1558 or visit lovelessphotography.com. They're on Clark Boulevard between Memorial and Highland. Our Midas of Murfreesboro shift of the game, I think it came with in the fifth inning when Riverdale, they had a Dylan King have put down a sacrifice and got an RBI out of it. That was in the sixth inning. Garrett League led off after Puckett flied out and had a single. And Brad Woodson singled to right as well, runners at first and second. And then, or runners at first and third as League made it to third. Then Dylan King had a sacrifice bunt that drove in Garrett League to tie the game up at one, and then Riverdale got two more runs in the sixth. But I think that was the shift of the game tonight, that bunt sacrifice and an RBI for Dylan King. Midas, your one-stop shop for brakes, oil change, and all of your auto repair needs on Broad near Northfield. Trust the Midas touch. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll wrap it up with the stats for you. Also, we'll try to get a final on that Laverne-Siegel game, and also our pitching line in tonight's game, won by Riverdale over Smyrna by a score of 3-1. You're listening to the Prentice-Ossipedian Air postgame show. We'll wrap things up right after this timeout.